Today's date, 24th of June, 2026. Sweet Elevated Versions, spoken by Ma Jagadamba, to be read on the Day of Remembrance, 24th of June, 2026. Revised Murli, 1957. On this field of action, karma is something eternal. You mustn't renounce karma, but you have to become karma yogis. This world is a field of action where each human soul is playing his own part. The Supreme Soul also has a part in this, but he doesn't come into the cycle of birth and death as souls do. Like souls, his account of actions does not become spoiled. He says, "I simply come to liberate you souls, and this is why I am called the Liberator, the one who liberates you from bondage and grants you liberation and salvation." He removes the bondage of Maya that the soul is tied in and makes him pure. He says, "My duty is to liberate souls from all their bondages and take them back home." You also have to understand the eternal laws and disciplines of the world, how this human world grows, increases, and then there is also the time when it decreases. It isn't that because it grows, it just continues to grow. No, it also decreases. Everything in this world is governed by a law. There is a law when it comes to your body too. First it is an infant, then it becomes a child, then youth and then old age. It doesn't get old quickly. While getting old, the body becomes decayed. So, everything grows and then it comes to its end. This is a law. In this way, there is a law of the generations of the world. There are stages of your life and also stages of your births. Then there are also stages of the generations that have continued. In this way, all the dharmas have stages. The first dharma is the most powerful, and then those who come gradually have less power. Dharma to be divided, dharma to continue. Everything continues according to the law. All of these things have to be understood. In this way, the Father too says, "I too have a part in this. I too am a soul. I, God, am not anything else. I too am a soul, but my duty is very great and the highest, and this is why I am called God. Just as you are a soul, I am also the same. Just as you are a human being, your child is also a human being. There isn't any difference in this, is there? So I too am a soul. There is no difference between souls, but there is a huge difference in our duties. This is why it is said that my duty is different from that of everyone else. I am not a founder of one limited dharma. I am the creator of the world, whereas the others are creators of their dharma. Just as those souls do their work in their own time, in the same way I come at my own time. My duty is unlimited and broad. My duty is great and unique. This is why it is said, your work is unique. He is also called the Almighty Authority. The most powerful work is to liberate all souls from the bondages of Maya and to plant a sapling of the new world. This is why in English he is called Heavenly Godfather. Christ is called the Father of Christianity. He cannot be called Heavenly Godfather. God, the Supreme Soul, is the one who establishes heaven. So, heaven is a world, is it not? Heaven is not a dharma. So he is the one who establishes the world. And in that world there is one Dharma and one kingdom. All the elements will have changed, and this is why he is called Heavenly Godfather. Secondly, it is said God is the truth. So what is the truth? In what is there the truth? This is also something to understand. Some think that those who speak the truth are God. God is not anything else, but one should just speak the truth. But no, the meaning of God is the truth is that God came and told us the truth about everything. God is the truth means God tells us the truth. Only he has the truth, and this is why he is called knowledgeful. The ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss. God knows. So definitely there is something that he knows. So what is that information that he knows? Not that this one stole something, God knows. Although he knows everything, his praise is based on how our world, which has fallen, can be uplifted again. He knows everything about this cycle, and this is why it is said, God knows. So this is how God is praised, and it is different from that of human beings, because his knowing is completely different. The knowing of human beings is limited. It is said that what human beings know is short-lived, and for God they say that he is all-knowing. In English it would be said knowledgeful, that is, he is the knower of all, that is, one who knows everything. Only the one who is all-knowing can know the truth. Only the one who has accurate knowledge of everything will be able to give it to everyone. If he himself has knowledge and does not give it to others, what is the benefit of that to us? So let him know. But no, we have received some benefit through his knowing everything, and this is why we sing praise of his qualifications. We chase after him. Whenever something happens, we say, O God, now you do this. Be kind, have compassion, remove my sorrow. So we ask him for this, do we not? We have some relationship with him, and this is why we remember him in that way, as though he has done us a favour. If he hadn't done anything for us, why would we beat our heads for him? When someone helps you at a time of difficulty, you feel in your heart, this one helped me a lot at a time of difficulty. He protected me at the time of need. So you have love for him in your heart. Similarly for God too, you also have the same love that he helped you at a time of need. However, it is not that when something good has happened to a person, you would say that God had done it, that God works like that. His work is great. His work is for the world. It is related to the whole world. But it isn't that when someone has received a little money that God did that. It is our good actions, so we receive the fruit of those good actions. There is the account of good and bad actions. We continue to receive that. But the fruit of the actions that God has come and taught us is separate. Temporary happiness is also received on the basis of your intellect. The knowledge that he has given us gives us happiness all the time. So God's work is separate. This is why it is said, I come and teach you the real knowledge of actions, which is referred to as karma yoga, is elevated. There is no question of renouncing actions or your home in this. I simply give you the knowledge of how you can make your actions pure. so you have to purify your actions. You don't have to renounce them. Actions are eternal. This field of action is also eternal. Where there are human beings, there will also be actions. But I come and teach you how you can make those actions elevated, through which your account of actions becomes neutral. Neutral action means that you don't accumulate anything bad. The Father says, I have come into this corporeal world in this short confluence age, just for you. So, at the very least, however much time there is, think about me for the short time you have. Now that you belong to Baba, at least remain pure for that time. Then you will have created such a reward that you will not have to work hard. Now there is a little effort to be made. However possible, even if you have to die, make a promise to remain pure. Be determined. Make full effort to maintain your dharana. The Father tells you very clearly, simply make effort for this short time. I do not make you make effort for anything else. In terms of how much you receive, the effort is nothing. Do not just keep saying, I will do this, I will do that. What will the world say? What will that one say? Or what will the world say? Just leave that to one side. Now this world is going to finish. Now death is just ahead of you. Whatever big and complicated things you have created here, all of that is wastage. The Father now says, now save that wastage. Whatever you need for the livelihood of your body, you may do that. Whatever account you have with your creation, you have to do that much. I am not going to look after that. You have to look after them. Whatever is necessary, I free you from that. But the extra that you are creating now, I am telling you not to do that, because now everything is to fall. So why are you wasting your time unnecessarily? You are experiencing sorrow because of all of these useless complications. How can you become free from all of those complications? This is what I am telling you. But even then, to sit and give many excuses, how can you do this? Then the Father too would say, just see if you don't give me your finger straight. If you don't give me your hand, then I will catch hold of you by the nose and take you with me. If you are caught by the nose, you will suffocate and then feel sorrow and you will have to experience punishment. This is why you are told, the time has now come to give your hand in his hand and to just go with him straight. If you don't go with me straight, directly, then your nose will come into my hands. Then just see. Then at that time, nothing can be done. You won't be able to do anything. And this is why the Father says, children now belong to me. Come to me, listen to me. And even then, if you don't do anything, there is huge punishment for that. For those who don't know anything, it is a different matter. But for those who know, for those who sit here, listen to this thing, and still become careless, nothing can be done for them. Just as there is tenfold benefit, so there is tenfold loss. This is why it is said, understand your losses very well. Open your intellects very well. If you connect your yoga of your intellect with the Father, you will receive power. So understand all of these things. Do not forget. Recognize the time that is now passing by. Open your eyes, open your intellect, and take full benefit of this time. awaken your fortune fully. It is said, as is the company, so is the colour you are coloured by. Therefore, when someone doesn't have complete dharana, then you will be coloured by the colour of Maya's company. This is why it is said, hear no evil, see no evil, talk no evil. There are some evil ones who don't leave anyone alone, even here, and then they are influenced by one another. This is why you are told to protect yourself from the influence of company. Do not think that the influence of company is only outside and not here. No, here too they continue to wander around, because it is their kingdom, is it not? This is why the Father says, wear your armour very well. If you have your armour on, the bullet will not hit you. Yoga is the armour and knowledge is the sword. Keep these weapons with you very well guarded. It is said those who do something receive the reward of it. This is also a matter of creating your future reward. You are not going to experience your reward here, no. You are not going to sit here as some guru. All of these things are explained to you so that there isn't any misunderstanding. So keep all of these things in your attention and keep yourself safe. You mustn't speak about any expenses here. All of these expenses have to be used for the benefit of others. Each and every penny now has to be used for this task. Acha. To the sweetest, very good children who remain cautious, Bapdada and our Ma's love, remembrance and good morning. Acha. Question. Mama, while walking and moving around, how can we become stable in a high stage of yoga? Answer. In fact, our life has to become one of natural yoga, because yoga is faith. So keep faith firmly and become an embodiment of that in a practical way. Become the form of that faith and perform actions with your physical senses. Let your physical organs continue to do any work, but you yourself have to remain merged in that stage of being an embodiment of happiness. Let your face always be seen as an embodiment of happiness and entertaining. Let there not be any impure or sinful thoughts. Stay in the stage of the internal love, in God's bliss, and you won't have any impure or sinful thoughts. Whatever thoughts arise in a pure land will be for the benefit of the people and for your own progress. This is a very sweet stage which helps you a lot at the time of need. You have this golden chance only at this time to create a sweet and pure life. So in order to create such a stage, make a little effort. When we sit in yoga, we don't have any mantra, worshipping or chanting internally. On the path of devotion, some say their prayers internally. They turn the beads of the rosary, keep an idol in front of them and place flowers on it. They do all of this internally within themselves, which is called worshipping with the mind. However, in our yoga, we simply become stable in our original form and become an embodiment of happiness. We control all our physical organs, including our mind, become concentrated, and become an embodiment of godly happiness. For this, our time for yoga is fixed personally. We sit and practice that at the same time. We simply break our relationships with all gross things, forge a relationship with the avyakt, and then remembrance will become easy. Acha. Blessing. May you make Maya unconscious from a distance by keeping Bhaktada's company, and become a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of the world. Just as you are loving to the Father, so make the Father your companion too, and Maya will become unconscious from a distance. The promise you made in the beginning, I will eat with you, I will sit with you, I will console my soul with you. Carry out all your activities of the day with the Father according to this promise, and Maya will not be able to disturb you. Her destruction will take place. So always keep your companion with you. With the power of his company, and by being lost in meeting him, you will become a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of the world. Slogan: with your highest attitude, change the situation of your household. Avyakt signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. In order to keep the mirror of your avyakt stage clean and clear, pay attention to three things: easiness, greatness and tolerance. If out of the three, even one is missing, then a stain of that lack will be visible in the mirror. Therefore, whatever work you do, let ordinariness not be visible in that. Transform the ordinariness into greatness. Let there be tolerance in every task, and imbibe easiness in your words, and success will be visible in your service. Om Shanti.